Mason, welcome and Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, boys. How you going?
Yeah, we're going very nicely. How are you going? Could be an Aussie twang there.
I can't complain. I live in the Gold Coast and beautiful weather. I know it's a bit hot in Melbourne, but about 30 degrees out here, so I can't complain.
You're still up on the Gold Coast on your training camp. How's that all going?
Yeah, it's going well, man, and I can't complain. I've never been up here before, so great weather. The beach is nice, and yeah, just a good change, I guess, from the normal grind of Melbourne.
You doing some training at the same time, or are you just enjoying the beach and the weather at the moment?
No, we're doing a bit of training up here too. We got a few things up here going. It's pretty much kind of similar to what we do in Melbourne, but we've just found a few clubs that have been nice enough to have us around and let us use their facilities. And yeah, it's just been a good kind of change of pace from the holding center up there.
Which group are you doing most of your training with, Mace?
A bit of both, so I'm not going to answer your question right away, but I'm playing a bit in the forward line and a bit in the ruck.
Well, I mean, that seems to be where they're heading, as we know, and Bucks has said this, it looks like Darcy's going to head back, or he's certainly been training in that manner. So I watched that game, like all Melbourne supporters, the last one of the year, and yourself and Brody seemed to handle the ruck duties and the forward duties really well, and Darcy was back, and it seemed to have been mixed up, and if that was the template for going forward, it's not a bad start.
Yeah, not at all. I think people like Darcy, who can, you know, play those multiple positions and play all over the field, he's a bit of a freak athlete in general, and I guess it opens up my ability to go forward if he goes back and play also a bit of ruck if Brody's also available to go forward. So I think to have people like us three to be able to move around the ground quite a bit and play different positions is something that you can't really put a price on.
12 minutes past eight, we're talking to Mason Cox from the Magpies. Now, if I want to get on at a football club, Gary, I want to make sure that I attach myself to the more powerful people in the football club. And there's no more powerful a person at the Collingwood
Powerful a person at the Collingwood Football Club,
and I mean powerfuler, than Eddie Maguire. Now, I believe, Mason, you spent Christmas Day with Eddie Maguire. Is that right?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough. Well, in the morning we went to the club host was a little bit of luncheon over at the club. So we have the Salvation Army we get together with and hand out food to the homeless. So I met him there, and he asked me, he said, "Oh, what are you doing tonight?" I said, "You know, I'm, you know, half a world away from my family, so I'm not really doing anything." And so I come over for a wine. So, you know, I was fortunate enough to see Eddie's wine cellar, which is pretty impressive, as you'd imagine. And yeah, he's nice enough, I guess, for a guy, you know, of his stature to invite me over and just sit around with his family around the table and just, you know, kind of talk about whatever it is. And it was very nice for him to, I guess, invite me into his house. And, for a guy like that to you know, stick his hand out and bring me in, it was really sweet of him.
No, that shouldn't surprise anyone. Ed and Carla and the kids, great family. What sort of, on Christmas Day, surely take the cork out of something pretty special out of his wine cellar? What did he open for you?
I think it was a 2012 Napa Valley. I'm not a huge wine man, so I wouldn't really know too much. But I told him, he's going to open up something real nice. I told him, I said, "Man, the only difference I know in wine is red and white, so don't waste it on me."
Hey, Mace, there was some talk at the end of last year that maybe, now you can correct us if we're wrong here, that you were looking at options outside of Collingwood. How seriously did you look? Was that an option? And what would that have meant if you had to move in terms of, you know, visas and work visas and all that sort of stuff?
I think it was more my agent and stuff. Like, that's his job, is I think to, once the contract ends, to look at other options and see what else is out there. So I know the media kind of had their say with a bunch of different clubs and stuff like that. But in my mind, it was kind of, I'll wait till the end, see what's out there, I guess, and have my agent just bring to me whatever he finds and make a decision. So it wasn't necessarily just me going and, you know, searching for anything else out there. It was more of just my agent doing his job. Adam Raymond asked us to do his job and find, I guess, competitive prices, I guess, if you want to say. But I'm more than happy to stay at Collingwood. I'm very happy with where I'm at and the people around me. And I think what we got with the club going on is something I'm very, very happy with also.
So what sort of offers were out there, Mason?
You're not going to pull me into that one, buddy. But
well, how many clubs? No, just give me an idea. I don't want to know the figure, but how many clubs showed a little bit of interest in you?
Oh, there's a few. I'm not going to sit there and name names and name numbers or anything like that. But, yeah, like I said, I'm more than happy to be at Collingwood and happy with where I'm at and what's going on at the club.
Nothing wrong with doing a little bit of tyre kicking out there in the marketplace.
Hey, there's a couple of players going the other way, Mason. We've got Ben Griffiths, of course, the Richmond player who's retired and going back. And Ben Lennon, I think, has got a scholarship also to head over there and punt at college.
Yeah, a few of the boys are doing a bit of what I did, I guess, swapping over to the States and going to university, which is a bit crazy. I think they'll absolutely love the experience. I was actually chatting to Griffiths the other day through Twitter and just shooting a few messages on, you know, wishing them good luck and whatnot. And he's picked a pretty good school to go to. USC is a big school and plenty going on out there. And California weather is similar to Melbourne, I guess. And I think he's going to absolutely love it. And I'm sure he'll be successful. And just show a few videos to the football boys and they'll be a bit confused and a bit lost. But I'd love to see him go out there and just have a smash and hit one of the boys and completely surprise him, you know.
Talking to Mason Cox, Collingwood Ruckman Ford. It's 16 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. We've been talking a bit about leadership this week too at Collingwood, and we know that Nick Maxwell's up there running a leadership program. Specifically, what is he doing in terms of trying to isolate other leaders or identify other leaders out there at the moment?
I think Nick's is really... He's been an amazing kind of bring-in for the club. He's obviously a legend here. I didn't really know him too much whenever he played, because I wasn't here whenever those years were here. But he's really kind of brought together, I think, the admin, the footy side, the coaches side, and got everyone on the same page. I mean, I think at times you can kind of get bodied. We've got a sprung floor in between the two, so there's a bit of physical barrier between us. But he's really kind of brought the whole club together and said, you know what, like, we need to work as one to get to where we want to be. And he's been, I think, vital in being able to get that together.
Hey, mate, as we let you go, who amongst the players is the first to get the shirt off down the beach?
Between Jordan DeGoey and Brendan Maynard, I'd say.
And who's rolling with a dick sticker as opposed to a board short?
A what? I'm sorry. I think I just got lost in translation there. Can you say that again?
Who's rolling with the Speedo-style setup as opposed to the board short?
Oh gosh! Oh my lord! Oh man! No, Lyndon Dunn, I think, goes straight into the Speedos, but most of the boys, I think, are wearing board shorts up here.
And Bucks?
No, I haven't seen Bucks in the Speedos.
Bucks a thong man, I think, from way back. Hey, yeah, mate, thanks for joining us, mate. Good luck.
All right, thanks for having me.